Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the lead-off spot. The left fielder, Dale Mitchell. Batting second. The second baseman, Bobby Avila. Batting third. The third baseman, Al Rosen. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Luke Easter. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Larry Doby. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Bob Kennedy. Batting seventh. The shortstop, George Strickland. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Early Wynn. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Early Wynn. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The second baseman, Billy Goodman. Batting second. The left fielder, Gene Stevens. Batting third. The first baseman, Dick Gurnett. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Floyd Baker. Batting fifth. The catcher, Sammy White. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Tom Umflett. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Jim Pearsall. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Milt Bowling. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Marv Grissom. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Marv Grissom. And now, play ball. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila strikes out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The ball gets by Hegan for a passed ball. Goodman moves to second. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett takes first base on ball four. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Goodman moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Goodman scores. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett moves to third. Baker moves to second. Two outs. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Gurnett scores. Baker scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan fires to first and picks off Umflett. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Bowling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby takes first base on ball four. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to second. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland takes first base on ball four. Doby moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Doby scores. Kennedy scores. Strickland moves to second. It's 3-2, Red Sox. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Goodman fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 0-for-1 in the game. Mitchell hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gurnett fields the ball and throws to Grissom covering. Safe. Strickland scores. Wynn moves to second. It's Indians, 3, Red Sox, 3. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 0-for-1 in the game. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wynn scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 4-3, Indians. Hirsch Freeman now pitching. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-1 in the game. Rosen strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall hits a pop-up towards short. Strickland settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Bowling reaches second base with a double. Hirsch Freeman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Freeman hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wynn fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 0-for-1 in the game. Easter hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Easter moves to second. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Kennedy hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Easter scores. Doby moves to second. It's 5-3, Indians. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Freeman fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Doby moves to third. Kennedy moves to second. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-for-1 in the game. Wynn strikes out. Two outs. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Doby scores. Kennedy scores. Hegan moves to third. Mitchell moves to second. It's 7-3, Indians. Ben Flowers now pitching. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Avila hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Mitchell scores. It's 9-3, Indians. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-2 in the game. Rosen hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-1 in the game. Stevens strikes out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a pop-up towards first. Easter settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Baker hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Sammy White is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. White is 0-1 in the game. White hits a fly ball into left field. Mitchell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Del Wilbur now catching. Luke Easter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Easter is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Easter hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall. Easter reaches second base with a double. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Doby strikes out. One out. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Kennedy strikes out. Two outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Glenn now playing first base. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He's got two RBIs. Umflett hits a fly ball into center field. Doby settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 0-1 in the game. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards first. Glenn fields the ball and throws to wing covering. Safe. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-1 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball towards left. Mitchell catches it and throws to first to double up Pearsall. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 9, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 2-2 in the game, with two singles. He's got two RBIs. Hegan hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0-2 in the game. Wynn bunts towards first. Gurnett scoops it up and throws to first, with Goodman covering, for the out. Hegan moves to second. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Mitchell hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hegan scores. Mitchell moves to second. It's 10-3, Indians. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got three RBIs. Avila hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0 for 3 in the game. Rosen takes first base on ball 4. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn takes first base on ball 4. Mitchell moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0 for 1 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Goodman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goodman is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goodman hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0 for 2 in the game. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2 for 2 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Indians will come to bat. Ted Lepsio now playing second base. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a pop-up towards third. Baker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3 for 3 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 3. The Red Sox will come to bat. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Mitchell. Wilbur reaches second base with a double. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 2 RBIs. Umflett hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wilbur scores. It's 10-4, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ben Flowers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Flowers is 0 for 1 in the game. Flowers strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Indians will come to bat. Early Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 0 for 2 in the game. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dale Mitchell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mitchell is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 4 RBIs. Mitchell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Avila hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 4. The Red Sox will come to bat. Wally Westlake now playing left field. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Stevens hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Avila fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a fly ball into left field. Westlake settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Baker hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Wilbur hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 10-7, Indians. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Umflett hits a fly ball into right field. Kennedy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 10, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Pearsall, who is chasing the ball. Rosen reaches third base with a triple. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a fly ball into left field. Stevens settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 0-for-2 in the game. With 2 walks. Doby hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Rosen scores. It's 11-7, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lepsio scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Doby moves to second. 2 outs. George Strickland is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Strickland is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Strickland hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Pearsall hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Kennedy, who is chasing the ball. Pearsall reaches third base with a triple. Milt Bowling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bowling is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Bowling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Kell pinch hits for Ben Flowers. George Kell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kell is hit by the pitch. Billy Consolo pinch runs for George Kell. Bob Lemon now pitching. Ted Lepsio is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lepsio is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lepsio hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 11, and the Red Sox 7. The Indians will come to bat. Ellis Kinder now pitching. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. He's got 2 RBIs. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards third. Baker fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bob Lemon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lemon hits a fly ball into center field. Umflett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Wally Westlake is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Westlake hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Avila is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Avila is 2-for-5 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Avila hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Westlake moves to second. Al Rosen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rosen is 1-for-4 in the game, with a triple and a walk. Rosen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Westlake scores. Avila moves to second. It's 12-7, Indians. Bill Glenn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Glenn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Glenn hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Avila moves to third. Rosen moves to second. Larry Doby is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Doby is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and 2 walks. He's got 1 RBI. Doby takes first base on ball 4. Avila scores. Rosen moves to third. Glenn moves to second. It's 13-7, Indians. Bob Kennedy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kennedy is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got 1 RBI. Kennedy hits a fly ball into right field. Pearsall settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 13, and the Red Sox 7. The Red Sox will come to bat. Gene Stevens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stevens is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Stevens takes first base on ball 4. Dick Gurnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gurnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Gurnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stevens moves to second. Floyd Baker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baker is 3-for-4 in the game, with 3 singles. Baker is hit by the pitch. Stevens moves to third. Gurnett moves to second. Del Wilbur is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilbur is 2-for-2 in the game, with a double and a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Wilbur takes first base on ball 4. Stevens scores. Gurnett moves to third. Baker moves to second. It's 13-8, Indians. Bob Hooper now pitching. Tom Umflett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Umflett is 2-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles. He's got 3 RBIs. Umflett hits a ball on the ground towards short. Strickland scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Gurnett scores. Baker moves to third. Wilbur moves to second. One out. It's 13-9, Indians. Jim Pearsall is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pearsall is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a triple. Pearsall hits a ball on the ground towards third. Rosen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Al Zarrilla pinch hits for Milt Bowling. Al Zarrilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Zarrilla takes first base on ball four. Hoot Evers pinch hits for Ellis Kinder. Hoot Evers is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evers hits a fly ball into center field. Dobie settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 13, and Boston Red Sox, 9. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.